This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in my neck of the woods, we had early voting this weekend, and we didn't go yet because my son is turning 18 soon, and we figured we'd all go as a family when he turns 18. We're like, oh, my baby, get all these pictures. My son's going to be like, Mom, get the hell away from me. They're like, I want to make sure you spell everything correctly. Mom, it's a poll. We just hit the little button thingy. So he's not that excited, but I am, because it's going to be my baby's first election. In fact, it's also going to be my other son's first presidential election to vote in. So very, very big election. Very excited. The whole family gets to go down. So we didn't go this last weekend, and I'm glad we didn't go because it looks like there were a lot of lines. Apparently, if you pre-fill out your ballot and drop it off at the poll, it's quicker. But I know a lot of us are kind of concerned about, you know, is anybody going to mess anything up? Do we, you know, is there any safety in just actually hitting the button and making sure that that little button works or that little whatever we click on when we do it electronically? So we're going to go in person. Plus, I want the kids to have that voting experience. You know, I mean, they drop things in mailboxes all the time, probably even some bubble gum. So I want them to kind of get that experience. But it was interesting because some people didn't stay in the lines. They saw the lines. They were like, eh, to heck with it. You know, and you're like, no, you need to vote. And then others I would see as they came back, you know, on social media, or they would kind of videotape their experience, even though you can't really videotape the actual poll, but while you're standing there, they're like all excited, going, we got this. And I see this every single election. Every single election, you see the buildup, and you see that we got this. And nobody really prepares anybody for what happens if they lose. Now, I've been through enough elections. We've all been through enough elections. None of us always get our pick. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sure there's one guy out there saying, I voted for every single president, and every single president that won, I voted for. Well, good. But that's kind of a rarity. For the most part, we don't always win. Okay? So for me, you win some, you lose some. We're going to go on America first. Okay? Unfortunately, this election is very, very high stakes, and so people are very stressed, and we're already seeing the stress. I'm seeing people call in going, I can't sleep, you know, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Is it the COVID? They go, no, I'm over COVID. I just can't get over this election thing. I can't wait till November 4th for the results, because November 3rd, we won't get the results. I'm telling you right now, we won't have the results November 4th either. I mean, unless it's a landslide anywhere, We're not gonna get the results, okay? So that means this can drag on till November 7th or November 10th. And so people are anxious. And then you have the depression of, you know, well, what if my candidate's not gonna win? You know, and if my candidate doesn't win, then what? Nobody's prepared that they might lose. So we always gotta spend a little time talking about this every 4 years on how to kind of approach election stress and election depression. And I know this isn't the easiest thing to say, but you need to not let it be your life or death, and you need to recreate scenarios as if you lost the election, as if the election didn't go your way. And I tell this to people all the time because people are like, we have to win. And I understand the idea of go for broke. Okay, I get it. When you're competing, you're competing, you know, it's, you know, there's no place for number one. You know, if you come in second, you lost. And I get how, you know, you have to, when you go at a race, when you go at a competition, you need to go at it as we're winning. Unfortunately, psychologically, people aren't ready when then things don't go their way. And I see people fight with family members. I see people defriend others on social media. You know, I actually defriended. It wasn't so much because of politics, but there was a family member, not mine, it was an in-law, that was, it was after Herman Cain died. And I liked Herman Cain. I knew him, you know, and I didn't really take it that well. And the person just kind of kept digging, you know, and then on something else just was very inflammatory. And I'm like, I just didn't want them on my Facebook anymore. Now, you know, I don't know if they thought that was an act of war. I don't know if we're ever going to talk again. You know, I like to get along with the in-laws, but I don't want to think that politics is going to mess with your family or your relationship. So my recommendation to everybody is first, all right, you know, if the news is stressing you out, then don't watch it. Okay? I mean, if you know, hearing about the polls and seeing these commercials and seeing things go against your candidate, then you know, maybe kind of separate, because it is. It's been very overwhelming. We're drowning in ads and attack ads and negative headlines. But the other thing, too, is what I tell people is don't let it get you. Who cares? You know, I mean, you know, I don't know if you saw the movie A Good, what was it, A Few Good Men, you know, You Can't Handle the Truth. But the opposing attorneys were friends, and they're going to continue to be friends. Yet they have to be enemies in the courtroom, just like with politics. These guys go out to lunch together. They go out to dinner together. Their kids marry each other. But, you know, within Congress, okay, within the House or within the Senate or whatever, they're friends. So maybe Donald Trump won't be Joe Biden's friend. I mean, this is getting ugly. But why should we let all this show, this circus, affect our lives? And that's how I think you need to approach it. I've told you guys this multiple times. All right? You know, don't lose a family member for a stupid election, because the election's going to end. We're going to have a new president, or we're going to have the same president. That's inevitable. So really, you're going to lose a family member over this? Blood is thicker than water, and it's definitely thicker than a piece of poll paper. So, it's a bad analogy, but I made that one up. The other thing I recommend to everybody is you might want to role play. What happens if the other candidate wins? So what happens if President Trump wins? What happens if Joe Biden wins? Role play that. You know, and even though everybody kind of, they make, you know, gagging sounds, and they, you know, try to act like they're, you know, they're going to die or whatever, for the most part, they're like, you know, we're still living. You know, we still have a job. We're still here. We're still Americans. Election stress. Don't let it get to you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't even want to talk football. I don't know what the hell happened yesterday. It's just, I don't know what happened. But 49ers look good. I have to give them that. 49ers look good. But, man, just don't talk to me. And I feel bad for the Vikings. But we'll get there. We'll get there. All right. So we're going to now talk the COVID vaccine. I'm going to talk about Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo has some cojones. You have to admit that. And Governor Cuomo doesn't like Donald Trump. And Governor Cuomo doesn't trust the Washington administration. So he has basically, I don't like how, well, the media is using the term threatened, but he has basically said that he is not going to administer the vaccine to his constituents until his own task force agrees that it's okay to do it. Now, the funny thing is this was during an interview on Good Morning America, and he's been one of the front runners discussing the skepticism that people should have of President Trump and a vaccine timeline and the push to get the vaccine before the election. I really wish 2020 wasn't an election year. And nobody wanted to listen to me. I'm like, put off the election. Put off the election. Nobody wants to put off the election. Everybody wanted the election. Okay, but you see, now nobody trusts anybody. If this all has to do with, you know, will coronavirus go away November 4th? Will we get a vaccine November 2nd? And, you know, I cannot stand having so much of our policy revolve around who's going to vote and who. I can't stand that. And when it comes to coronavirus and our debate on how deadly it is, and I know one of you had asked me about how did President Trump do so well. We're gonna talk about that. I will take your questions and comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It is a fact that we have had a certain number of people die from COVID. We know there is a mortality to it and long-term morbidities that could happen. We're having people that have hearing loss. We have people that have cardiac damage, pulmonary damage, psychological damage. So, you know, it's not fake. It's a virus. Whether it caused over 200,000 people to die or was that also with flu and pneumonia and heart attack, still yet to be discerned and publicly decreed. However, we can say it is a virus that is deadly. So whenever we have a virus that is deadly, whether it's polio, whether it's hepatitis, we like vaccines. I am for us making a vaccine for this. I don't know if I'm for forcing everybody to get it. I don't know if that's constitutionally sound, if you could force everybody to get a vaccine. That, I think, is going to be up to the courts later, because trust me, somebody's going to say, you can't force a flu shot on me. You can't force a COVID shot on me. We're forcing, in a way, the school vaccines, but now that parents can homeschool, they get an out. But when it comes to flu and COVID vaccines, can we really officially line people up and force them? I don't believe so. I don't think the Constitution allows it. They're going to say in the name of public health, they can, because there was a case where somebody refused vaccination, and I believe the court sided with the state, saying, yes, well, in case of a public health emergency, we're allowed to do it. But that's the big question people have. How much of an emergency is COVID? And that's, again, something we've been debating a lot on this show. So Governor Cuomo doesn't like President Trump. We get that. Governor Cuomo has one of the most populous states in the country. I think New York is the most populous city. California might be the most populous state, but either way, it's up there, okay? All right, New York market's usually number one or two, so it's New York's huge, okay? So when the vaccine does come out, is he going to delay? Is this going to be a political stunt? We are being told now by Dr. Fauci that we might not have our vaccine out till April 2021. So, you know, whether we're going to get it in November, whether we're going to get it by Christmas, whether we're going to get it by January, whether we're going to get the first set of shots in April 2021, you know, I'm wondering if all these political powers that be might just want to wait till the election before they make a comment like that. Because, mind you, the average governor is going to consult with their medical team. That's what they do. Okay? Making an announcement is just kind of like a little knife in the back. But if a governor is doing their job, they will not only, you know, take the word from the federal government, but they'll also, you know, have research teams and they'll also, you know, double check as well. I have no doubt that the governor in my state is doing something similar with his task force, making sure, you know what, all right, whatever we're going to administer to Nevadans is safe, because it's always on you. I mean, when I get a product from a medical supply store, I don't just administer it blindly. I examine it. I make sure there's no mold. I make sure it wasn't contaminated. You know, I check the lot number. So, I think the average governor, the average politician is going to make sure that, you know, whatever vaccine does get, shall we say, distributed, manufactured and distributed to be given, it's going to, you know, be cross-checked, and it's going to hopefully receive the FDA scrutiny that it needs. Now, when we talk about fast-track FDA approvals, that always makes people nervous, because some drugs take years. These pharmaceutical companies spend millions upon millions, if not billions, on a drug, only for it to wait and wait and wait until FDA approval, and I think that even knocks off years on their patent. Whereas with this, it's going to be like, okay, we're going to get the FDA to approve it right away. Well, it does. It makes you nervous. So I'm not surprised that people are nervous. You know, would I be nervous about a vaccine? I'd be nervous if it's coming from China. Yeah. But Pfizer? I've used Pfizer drugs most of my life. Pfizer has Zyrtec and Z-Pak and Lipitor. Well, I haven't used Lipitor, but I mean, I've prescribed Lipitor and Norvasc, and I think Viagra came from Pfizer. Didn't? Yeah, Viagra. I trust Pfizer. AstraZeneca came up with Crestor. AstraZeneca had some good drugs. I know there was one person that had a myelitis, a possible side effect of the vaccine. That when you do your stage 3 clinical trials and you have multiple thousands and thousands of people using it, you know, if somebody has some sort of adverse event, it has to be reported and it has to be investigated as part of the drug. That's no shock there. But doesn't necessarily mean the vaccine or the drug caused it. It's just they need to kind of stop and take a peek and reevaluate. So I think AstraZeneca is still going through that. But from what we understand, AstraZeneca is still ready to go and move forward. If they find out that one case was a fluke, right, and it's not the norm and it's not vaccine caused, they're going to move forward. Moderna, Inovo, we have, I believe, at least 20 vaccines throughout the world ready in their stage 3. So I'm not surprised that we're going to have something come out. So Governor Cuomo already has a plan on who will get the shot first. They're going to do the first responders and the healthcare workers, and they're going to get the teachers, people in assisted living facilities, and the other essential workers like grocery store workers, etc. And so, you know, he's kind of mapped out who will get it, and it is on him. You know, it is on him. He has to make sure that if there is a vaccine that's coming out, you know, it's appropriate. But see, here's my thing. You know, who is teaching everybody about the timeline of vaccine production? Technically, with the way we do the flu shot, we really could have time-wise. I wouldn't have been surprised if they said we had a vaccine by the end of the summer. I would not have been surprised by that. In fact, I was asked, you know, could we have a vaccine by the end of the summer? Absolutely, we could. The only thing is this is a tricky virus, and the virus keeps mutating. And there's a lot riding on this. And, you know, people want a one-shot deal, or people want to know that one shot will do it for life and not have to every year get a shot, or now it's looking like you have to get two shots. So technically, I think we've had the track of putting through a vaccine and getting it tested in short periods of time before. It's just with this one, you know, I mean, I almost wonder if some of the delay or the slow might be because of the election. You know, I mean, if the vaccine had come out in August and September, and then we found out that it didn't work because the virus changed, that might not have been good. I mean, one of my theories is maybe they had something close, but because it was changing, they were like, wait a second, no, you know, let's, you know, just wait a few months longer. Our big issue with flu shot is we have to figure out what our flu shot's going to be in February of the year before flu season. That's why we only really at most have 60% efficacy, because we're working on a shot that's almost a year old of a virus that's almost a year old. So, you know, do I think we will have a safe vaccine? I do. Do I think they're over rushing it? I don't think they're rushing it per se, because you really can't rush going through these clinical trials. But do I think there's political advantages? Do I think there's secondary gain? Absolutely. And that does make me a little nervous. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. starvation, or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In an interview Sunday on 60 Minutes, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he wasn't surprised that President Trump contracted the coronavirus after what he called a super spreader event at the White House. Alyssa Farah, White House Communications Director, pushed back against that sentiment on Fox News, saying this is not the time to blame people for contracting the virus.
I don't think that we should get into the business of blaming people for getting the virus. But the other thing is the president has a responsibility to be on the road, to be meeting with members of Congress, to be doing the job. This is not a job where he can be, you know, hiding in his basement from the virus. He's got to be out, and he's assumed some risk in doing so.
And a man in Chicago has been taken into custody after spending 13 hours hanging off of Trump Tower. Police say the man in his 20s climbed the building's 16th floor balcony on Sunday afternoon, demanding to speak with the president. He was safely taken into custody early Monday morning. This is USA Radio News. Members of the Trump administration are pushing back against assertions from House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff that the emails contained on Hunter Biden's laptop are part of a Russian disinformation campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California.
And the World Series is set after the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves last night 4-3 in Game 7 of the NLCS. They'll meet American League champs Tampa Bay in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how are other countries doing? Now with everything going on with COVID and all that, you know, we know Israel has had to do more lockdowns. We see Canada has had, you know, their issues with cases. Obviously in America, our economy is trying to come back, you know, as we got Christmas coming, but with Christmas sales and Black Friday sales having to change, you know, we aren't probably going to get the boost we need, but at least it'll be some boost. Well, you know, this all started in China. So China must really be hurting. China must be just in shambles and need all the help they could get. Nope. China's doing good. China's economy apparently grew 4.9%. Unemployment is dropping. They have retail sales rising. China's doing well.
By contrast, U.S. economy might shrink another 4.3%. Even though China was hit with the pandemic first, they seem, and people boycotted them, and we're talking like travel bans and everything, they're getting back up and running. Why? Well, I think China's been through this before. Mask thing. When in America we were told that we had to start wearing masks, we still have people losing their minds about the masks. In China, they wear masks. They still wear masks. They've been wearing masks, I think, since 2005. Right? Because that was when there was the avian flu issue. So in China, the mask thing is kind of, it's commonplace. They're like, yeah, if we're told to wear masks, we'll wear masks. No big deal. You're told to wear a jacket because it's cold, I'll wear a jacket. So they're kind of used to that. We spent a lot of time fighting the mask thing. I don't know, maybe it's because people didn't want to turn it to China. They didn't want the government telling us what to do. Maybe it's because they realized the science wasn't there. But for the Chinese people, the masks, not really the biggest deal breaker. Then, they got a big enough country where they can still kind of hold their own when it comes from an economy standpoint. True, they need America buying goods. In fact, America is buying goods. I mean, how many of you guys have checked the labels on where you've gotten your masks? Many of these companies that are getting masks, they're getting them from China. So we're still relying on China for a lot of our goods. We might not be traveling there and visiting. We might not be having people from China come to America and spend money here, but we're still buying products from China. So they say China's economy has grown 4.9% in the third quarter from last year, proving the country is back to its pre-pandemic trajectory with consumer spending and industrial production going back to normal levels. We still need our generic drugs, our medications, and they're pumping them out. We're taking Chinese medications. And then we wonder why we have all these recalls for possible cancer, you know, contaminants. Mind you, I'm a big fan of many of the medical studies coming out of China, and my, you know, Chinese medical students, and I'm a fan of many of the people. I'm just not a fan of how the government does things and the lack of transparency and the cutting corners and some of the other BS that's been going on. And I'm not a fan of what happened with this in Wuhan. So third quarter GDP figures fell slightly short of the growth of up to 6% forecast at the start of the year, before COVID crippled the global economy. But they say the figures are far more favorable coming out of the Western countries, but they show how China has bounced back quickly, despite being the first country to suffer. Now, they said that China started to get their outbreak under control. They reopened their economy right as other countries were shutting down. They were able to reopen. So they were able to grow 6.8% in the first quarter of this year, 3.2% in April-June quarter. Now, I'm not saying this because I want everybody to go, yay, China, congratulations, you're so smart. My guess is China was grappling with this for months. They finally let us know end of December, early January. They're like, guys, there's something going on. Or, actually, they didn't let us know. It was a doctor who did, who's now dead. It was the doctor going, hey, guys, there's something going on here. So my guess is they had dealt with it for months. So they already started to get it under control. Maybe their control measures were going to be so obvious and unable to hide that they had to let everybody know, guys, we got this going on, so you're going to see us kind of locked down for the next couple months. So they probably already had instituted certain measures by the time we thought this all started, because they had dealt with it for months. Then, yeah, they could start getting things back going by the spring, which is what they did. And then we went on lockdown. We had manufacturing plants closed down, stores closed down. So what did we do? We went to Amazon. And Amazon got a lot of their stuff from China. So we kind of helped China in a way. In fact, there's an argument that China's economy might even do better as a result of what happened. Because if you have other companies grappling with how are we going to do production, and here's China going, we're good. They said Chinese firms have benefited from the strong global demand for masks, medical supplies, and exports, rising 9.9% in September from a year earlier. The country's tech sector has also taken advantage from work from home. They have their apps called DingTalk and WeChat. Now, the International Monetary Fund is projecting China's economy to expand by 1.9% in 2020. So, means it'll be the only major world economy to grow this year. Contrast, U.S. economy is expected to shrink by 4.3% this year. Eurozone, 8.3%. We're going to talk more about this, but I want to bring up the wall and the, and you know, kind of the travel ban. So you know the Supreme Court announced Monday that it's going to hear two key cases related to President Trump's immigration policies. One case involves President Trump's administration's Remain in Mexico asylum policy, and the other deals with funding for the wall be constructed on the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, President Trump in Carson City yesterday had talked about the wall being almost finished. It's a beautiful wall. He likes to use the word beautiful. He definitely has had a lot of energy the last few days. I can't believe. Yeah, he stopped by in Las Vegas, went to church here. Anyway. So, in Wolf versus Innovation Law Lab, the Trump administration is appealing lower court rulings invalidating its migrant protection protocols, the so-called Remain in Mexico program for non-Mexican asylum seekers, mostly coming from Central America. Now, the policy was established in January 2019, aimed at reducing the flow of people entering the U.S. to seek asylum. Under this policy, they are returned to Mexico to await their hearings instead of being allowed in the U.S. So the policy was first enforced in San Ysidro, California, which is the port of entry, before extending across the entire border. So the policy saw tent courtrooms placed up in Laredo and Brownsville, Texas, where migrants would have their cases processed as the policy was expanded in the summer amid greater cooperation with Mexico. By doing so, they say administration officials said it helped end the practice of catch and release and also helped end a pull factor that was drawing migrants north. Officials say it dramatically reduced processing times as well, getting cases through in a matter of months rather than years. Now, a U.S. District Court issued a nationwide universal injunction blocking the policy, according to Fox News, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling in February. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court said there were several issues, such as asylum seekers were facing discrimination and violence in Mexico. Now, the Trump administration did not follow notice and comment procedures set out by the Administrative Procedure Act. Also, at issue is whether the policy itself is a proper exercise of the Department of Homeland Security's authority and whether the universal injunction was properly granted or overboard. So there's a case of Trump versus Sierra. It deals with the challenge to the president's constitutional authority when transferring military funds to help build the border wall. So when Congress wouldn't appropriate funds for the wall, Trump had to use military funds. And at issue is how much discretion courts should have when the president seeks to repurpose $2.5 billion in military funds. And he determined that to be a national emergency. So Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that as well. So we'll see what happens. But that's coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, people keep asking, Dr. Dahlia, we need some good news. Okay, you know, I don't want to hear, you know, any more news about the candidates, or I don't want to hear any more news about COVID, and we've got to have some good news. Well, we do have some good news. We do have a little good news. China is doing great. China's economy is starting to boom. There. Is that good news enough for you? We got some good news this year. In fact, China has had a pretty damn good year. We just started talking about this in the last segment. Their GDP, their growth, has been 4.9%. In fact, early on in the spring, it was up at 6%. And we're seeing that manufacturing, their plants, they're in fact telling people we're up and running, we're good to go, we're we're booming. China's doing well. China's happy. In fact, if I look down to see where China is in terms of their cases, China had 4,600 deaths, 85,000 cases, they told us, right, of COVID. 86,000 cases, 4,600 deaths. They're saying they're not lying about that. They have 1.4 billion people, like 1.393 billion people, China. They've had 4,000 deaths, whereas in the United States, we're claiming we've had 224,000 deaths and 8.3 billion cases. So when you look at the China cases, people have been saying this for months, well, they're lying. All right? They had more cases. They had more deaths. I'm with you on that. But where are we with the time frame of everything? And does anybody else see how suspicious some of this is? I don't know if China took the virus and spread it. I don't know if China was working on it to make a bioweapon. What I do feel happened, as I just said in the previous segment, is China has probably been grappling with this for months before they decide to let us know in December that something's going on, or January. They started to do their lockdown in January, so they had to let other countries know what was going on. Because people were going to be like, well, what the hell's going on here? We can't come into Wuhan. People from Wuhan can't leave. We can't go to the country. What's going on? So they had to come clean and let the other countries know, guys, we're dealing with something. Were they only dealing with it for 3 weeks? No, they were probably dealing with it for months. China imposes a lockdown that ended, I think, March 24th. I don't have the exact date, but I think it was roughly third week of March. They loosened their lockdown. In our country, that's when we started our lockdown. Now, mind you, with the way virus spreads and the whole epidemiological tracing of it all, makes sense that that's the timeline. But boy, was China in a good position to be here for us when we had to be on lockdown. So we go on lockdown, and we start buying up all the toilet paper in the grocery stores. So where do I go? I go to Amazon. And I find that I can buy my toilet paper from China. I can buy everything from China if I needed to. Whew, thank you, China, for being open. China's growth, what are some of the numbers we have here? 6.0%. Actually, that's a forecast. What happened in the spring? 6.8% in the first quarter of the year. China's economy grew 6.8% in the first quarter. 3.2% from April to June. Now, that might have been because people were starting to be anti-China and they didn't want to buy goods. But just imagine, if you're a country, people have been bagging on you for years. You have America, who claims they're better than you and stronger than you. You have 1.4 million people. You could very easily, since you have such a grip on so much when it comes to manufacturing, you have our generic drugs, for crying out loud. What if they're like, you want it? What, really? Really? We're not number one? We'll show you who's number one. So right now, when you look at the map and you look at the GDP and how all the countries are doing, all the other countries are falling and have an issue still with their economy, except China. China's growing. And why is China booming? Because the world relies on China. We're getting our medicines. We're getting our masks. We're getting so many of our goods. While all these other companies are closed and all these other facilities and warehouses are closed, China, we're open for business. Come to us, just like what happened with the lockdown. Some people made bank during the lockdown because they were open. Look at Amazon. Amazon did amazing during the lockdown. Now, of course, they were kind of the liaison between us and China, but we got a lot of our goods from China. When we couldn't get PPE, all of a sudden I'm seeing packages that have Chinese lettering on it. It even said made in China. Whatever happened to the, oh, I don't want to trust anything made in China. Well, that's the only thing you could get. That's what people took. So I wouldn't be surprised if China dealt with this for months, couldn't hide it any longer, decided, you want to know what? People need to follow us as a lead on this. So we'll do the lockdown. Then, once they deal with their cases, they'll have to lock down too. If you could induce a global lockdown, and then you be the only country left standing, your last man standing, it's not like musical chairs. Musical chairs, you're the last man standing, you lose. Opposite musical chairs. All these, okay, it's a bad analogy, okay? Give me a better analogy. Give me an analogy for a country who was screwing around with this virus this whole time, wouldn't tell anybody jack diddly squat, finally decides to tell everybody when they think it's going to help them or because they can't hide it anymore. Does their lockdown go, guys, look, the lockdown worked, see? Woo-hoo. Lockdown worked. Now we're able to go off lockdown. You could be like us. Lockdown and then no lockdown and you'll be like us. And we all do that. And we all buy products from China. Now here's China in October of 2020 bragging that they have huge GDP growth. And here we are still grappling with lockdowns. You know, we talked about the mask issue. You see, you know, China, they get away with a lot more than we do here. You know, in China, they've imposed masks. People have been wearing masks for years, ever since the avian flu. So in China, when you tell a population they have to wear masks, nobody had a poop fit. Here, oh my gosh, we all got our panties all up in a bunch. We're still debating masks. I'm not going to wear a mask. I don't need to wear a mask. And I get it. The mask might not work. I get it. I'm a fan of masks. I'll support the masks. But I see where you guys, you know, pull your mask out of your bra or out of your pocket and it looks 5 months old. I get that the mask the average person are wearing is not doing jack and diddly squat. I get that. But in China, they have the ability to go, you know what, we're going to lock you down, we're going to open you up. We're going to lock you down, we're going to open you up. So here's China saying we only have 86,000 cases. Maybe, yes, since they started counting them, because nobody asked them to count them, they were done by 86,000. So if a country has this sort of power where they could possibly start an epidemic or not do a good job of containing an epidemic, then kind of incite everybody to do lockdown. Because remember, they were the first going, guys, we're locking down. We have a virus. What do we do? Follow our lead. Lockdown. We got the virus too. We're in it just like you. We're going to lock down. Then all of a sudden, they're done with the lockdown in 8 weeks. Am I the only one that finds that odd? They only really needed to do an 8-week lockdown? Well, because they're good. They're good. They built a hospital in 7 days. And, I mean, they're just, you know, they're just the most amazing country ever. They could do that. No. Virus was around for a while. Right? They finally realized I think there was a plan. Again, I'm not saying it was a release. I don't have any sort of instinct or spidey sense on that one. But I wouldn't be surprised to make the whole world rely on you for your goods because you incited everybody to lock down. I don't know, something suspicious. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.